This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When do the last 10 nights of Ramadan start, and when does a person enter into i'tikaf? See, this is important because it's not the last 10 days of Ramadan that we're looking for, because the greatest 10 days of the year are actually the first 10 days of the Hijjah. But the greatest 10 are the nights of the last 10 nights of the 30 of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ, by the dawn and the 10 nights. And so these 10 nights are extra special, extra blessed, and that's when we increase everything, we up our game, and we really go into beast mode when it comes to ibadah. It's also the time when people will isolate themselves and they will enter the masajid. Men and women, they can enter into the masajid to isolate themselves for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that should happen on the exact moment when the 10 nights start, which is the 21st night. Then remember, in the Islamic system, the night comes before the day. So it's the reverse to what we understand normally. In layman's terms, the start point will be at the end of the 20th fast. So on the day that you're having your 20th fast, just before iftar, just before maghrib, because maghrib is the end of the 24-hour Islamic day. It's also the beginning point of the next one. So at the end of the 20th fast, just before maghrib, just before iftar, you will enter into the masjid preparing for your 10-night period of i'tikaf. Because the end of maghrib is the end of the previous, the 20th, and then the beginning point of the 21st. So that's when you need to enter. And that, of course, for those who will not go into i'tikaf, and they're going to increase the acts of ibadah just generally from home and work and so on, then that is the moment they need to focus on. What about the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha? It's famous, it's narrated by Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about him, إذا أراد اعتكاف, when he used to intend اعتكاف, صلى الفجر ثم دخل معتكفا. يعني whenever he would intend to make اعتكاف, he would pray fajr and then enter into his little tent or his area of isolation. But the vast majority of scholars did not understand this as this is the technical start point of i'tikaf, but rather where he himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to prepare for i'tikaf and intend to do i'tikaf, because the technical start time of 10 nights is definitely the 21st night. There's no doubt about that. So that's clear. What about the end point? When does a person know that the last 10 nights are finished? And what about a person leaving i'tikaf? When do they actually start to go home? The answer is very simple. When Ramadan is finished. Soon as Ramadan is finished, that's the end point of the last 10 nights, obviously. But for the person who's in i'tikaf, once they've prayed maghrib, once they've prayed the maghrib of that last day or that last night and day of Ramadan, that is when they go home. So they should pray the maghrib in the masjid and they should go home. They will not be leaving before maghrib. You would expect to hear an announcement between maghrib and isha or after isha. Whether you're following local sighting or global sighting, whether the announcement comes and tells you that you're going to be fasting only 29 days or 30 days, so whether the nights only become last nine nights or the last 10 nights, it doesn't matter. Whenever Ramadan actually finishes and the announcement is made after Maghrib, that is the end point of the last 10 or 9 nights, and it's also the last point for the Mu'takif, the person who's in i'tikaf, and then they go home.